Episode 424, May 27th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
Recording here on Memorial Day. When you hear this, it won't be. But still, happy Memorial Day.
Thanks, man. Yeah, as a matter of fact, when this was first, we're really pulling back the curtain, but you were like, hey, let's do it at noon. And then as I thought about it, I'm like, noon? By the time we're done, it's 1 o'clock. It's the middle of the day, right? We blow our whole Memorial Day. So you actually woke up early, and I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, we did it at 10:30. I got here at 10:15, which isn't early by 99% of your standards.
The world, yes.
But you said, like, your whole day. Like, I don't think you were going to do anything. I thought you were just going to sit outside.
Yeah, and I don't get to do that. By the way...
You can't do it at 1?
Like to be outside, around 11, between 11 and 1. By the way, are you hanging out afterwards?
I wasn't planning on it.
Well, what are you going to do instead?
I don't know. I think I promised I'd bring Tawanda lunch or something.
Ugh.
It works. She's working today because of the wedding. She's taking off today. So
you have to go to her work today and bring lunch?
Well, I don't have to, but I already said I would.
Oh, so. You really fucked that up.
Yeah. Well, it's on the way home. It's not a big deal.
I got drunk yesterday. That doesn't usually happen.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Where? I was already feeling good, and then...
You should drink a little bit before Cancun.
Just start preparing myself, yeah. Do I look tan, by the way?
You look really good, actually. You do look tan.
Yeah.
You look younger. You look happy.
So,
it'll pass, but you look good.
I dyed my beard. I'm not diluted. It does look natural, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't tell.
But I'm the last person that would notice that.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of gray right here. I'm going to go ahead and get that out. I look much younger. And then, you know, when I wear a suit, I'm tan. I'm going to look good.
Yeah.
And then every moment after that, I'm going to look worse for the rest of my life until I die.
Well, that's good, Joe. If anybody would recognize a dye job, it would be Rob. Right?
No, Rob's colorblind.
So... You're saying at the wedding photos of you in the suit, it's all downhill.
I mean, unless something happens. Now,
like what?
Well, there is something that could happen. So I work out pretty regularly. I'd say I work out about 3 times a week, maybe 4 times a week. So I do treat my body with some respect, but I only work out. I literally get on a bike, do cardio for about between 30 and 45 minutes, and then I get off. That's all I do.
Okay, just cardio.
Now, if I ate great, I'd be in really great shape, but I don't. And even now, 3 days before my wedding or whatever, you know, yesterday I got a hot fudge sundae from McDonald's.
Yeah, that's bad.
So I don't.
And you went there just for that, I'm guessing.
No, we went. Well, that's not much of a story, but yeah, we didn't eat, and then we had something to do, and then Katie's like, well, I'm still hungry, and then she went to McDonald's, and then I go, get me a hot fudge sundae. So that's actually what happened. But,
okay.
But, you know, if you listen to the bonus show, there's a job that I have interest in, which would definitely end my work day very early.
Yes.
And that would certainly give me an opportunity to have a day that was free to do whatever I wanted to do.
All the hot fudge sundaes you want.
And I would imagine, like, I think about Justin Schlegel as an example. First of all, can we talk about the size of Justin? I'm going to get there in a second. But the reason that Justin works out is because his day ends at 10:30 in the morning. Then what's he going to do? Go home and play video games? So what he does, I guess he could go home and spend time with his girlfriend and his children. He doesn't want to do that, right? So he goes and he works out. And if you work out for 2 hours, that's a lot different than working out for 30 minutes, right?
Yes.
So, and a lot of times I don't work out because of what I have to do after I'm done working out, and that's showering, get all that. I have to do all that at work. But if none of that's on the table, I'd be a lot more disciplined. So, yeah, my life would change a lot if my day ended at 10:30 or 11 than if it ended at 5:30 I get home at 6. That changes.
So what do you think you would do workout wise? You obviously you hit weights and stuff.
Well, I do. Right, I do no weights now. Right.
Right.
And I also cut my cardio short because that does the cardio definitely occupies time.
Yes.
So sometimes I'll cut it off at 30 minutes when I should go 45 because, you know, I got to get.
And it's boring.
Yeah, and that's another thing we talked about before, but I have ADD. I definitely do. So it's hard. And what I do, and we probably talked about this first, all I do is count.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to do 30 minutes and I'm 3 minutes in, I'm like, all right, I'm 10% done. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Six, I'm 20% done.
And you're doing it every 10%. You're going. You're every
sometimes I go 15% when it gets to, when it gets to
you're just showing off your
4.5 minutes. Yeah. No, I'm dead serious. I really do that, right?
Okay.
So, and that. Even when I have something in my ear that I'm listening to. So now what I used to do is do like three things at the same time. Watch a TV show, listen, watch a sporting event, listen to music, play online poker, whatever I could do to kind of stuff that into my. But if it's hard, meaning if I'm really trying to have a hard workout where
you gotta
I feel the effects,
that.
It's hard for me to not think about the end of it. But anyway, you get the point is that if my the middle of my day is free.
So you're saying you would be. You'd have muscles?
I wouldn't have muscles, and I don't want muscles. And I'm going to talk about that with Justin.
Okay.
So I don't want muscles. I think Justin looks too big.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that's what he wants to look like, so I'm rooting for that for him. But when, Chris, we know him. You know what I mean? So that changes things a little bit. It's not like, he doesn't look like Carrot Top, right? But he's obviously gigantic now, right? And so when he walked out on stage to do stand up, that's what I noticed. But of course, he's my friend. So I, you know, it's not the same.
Carrot Top.
But here's the other thing about Justin is that, you know, it's not like I don't see Justin. I see Justin all the fucking time. I'm on his radio show. He does my murder mystery. We see each other socially. He, in 30 days, he just exploded.
Well, he's on some supplements.
Well, yeah, he's and it's on air. He's getting testosterone and all that stuff. He told the story. He had a trainer, and he's always been in really good shape, right? He takes that seriously, and you know, good for him. And his trainer moved to Colorado, so and his trainer was not just his trainer, but it was his friend. So as soon as his trainer leaves, he gets a new trainer, and all of a sudden, he's the size of fucking Schwarzenegger. He's like, well, the old trainer who was my friend who sucked. I have the guy who I hardly care about is awesome, but
he's also it's funny we did the murder mystery Saturday and it was AJ Lopez from the Hey Phrase podcast, which is recorded in the podcast village. She was on the show for the first time, and so they had just met, and he goes literally like it's 2 minutes in, he's like, okay, two things, your makeup looks great, number one, number two, can I have some? She's like, what? Can you? I need makeup on my forehead because I'm taking all this stuff and I have ED and I'm taking this. She's like, I just met you. And now I'm applying makeup on your face. I've learned that your dick doesn't work. It's like, okay. I'm like, well, welcome. Welcome to the group.
Yeah. AJ seemed like a very cool chick.
Yeah,
I think she
cool.
was nervous because it was her first time. And I think she's somebody that over time would really fit in very well with the group that we have, I think. But
yeah,
I think,
she's cool. But she's 24. She's young. It's her,
she was really nervous. Yeah.
She was definitely nervous.
But she'll get there because I noticed on stage when we were doing the reveal and we played those songs and she was dancing, it felt like now I'm in my comfort zone, you know.
Right.
But I ran lines with her and I tried to, because there's one line in there where she's impressed by this guy. And remember, we're in the 90s.
Yes.
And he has all these things. And one of the things he has is a 32-inch television, which is really a great moment because Justin's like, what? That's not possible. There's no such thing as a TV that big. Whatever.
Yeah.
And because she was nervous, she missed that. And I wanted that for her because it's such a good laugh and she would have gotten it.
Yes.
So when I talked to her, I said, hey, don't miss that line because that's an opportunity for you to shine. And I didn't want her to think I was being critical of her because it's tough to just walk in. We've done 100 shows.
Yeah.
Probably done more than that.
Yeah. No, I'm sure we have actually.
And she's done one. And so I tried to coach her up and, you know, get the laughs you're supposed to get. You know, Katie has a really good method about that. She goes, all right, what I need to say is, I need to say that this happened, that I'm in love with this guy, that this happened, and this happened. And then she tries to do that in her own words and make sure every point is hit, and she nails it.
No, and that's a good, that's probably something when we, you know, speak to new people, this is, these are the, like, highlight, this is what needs to get out, and then you can formulate it however, not however you want, we want to, because we have to trust you first to take some liberties.
Yeah, some of the people we trust the most take some liberties.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, Eric Woodworth, he's not naked in this one, and I always think that that's, people do wait for that. And he's not naked in this one. So I'm like, okay, well, it's a little bit different. And then this time he walked out wearing the least he's never worn less.
Well, he's lost weight. He wants to show it off. He is topless in this one for.
Yeah, but that wasn't written in. They added that.
Which was a great addition.
Yeah. But when he walked out, when he's been Santa Claus, he's worn nothing but his tidy whities, or as Eric says, his whitey tidies. He's worn nothing but that. The Santa Claus hat and the beard that he's walked out wearing nothing but that. This time, I guess he had like some bike shorts of sorts, and he had pulled them up his ass crack. Yeah. So it literally looked like he was wearing a thong.
We'll post the photo.
Actually, it is. It's on. I posted it on Twitter from behind.
It looks like he's only wearing a fanny pack.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's a photo we want out there. I'm not sure it entices new people to come to the show.
Really? I think it is.
I don't know. Well, it's funny because shout out to Merle Rogers and her husband, Mike. They came out to the drove down from Pennsylvania for the early show. And Merle caught me and Eric in a discussion in between shows at Wits Inn at the connecting bar about the song, how we do the song at the end, which it's not a big deal. But I think she was, because me and Eric were, you know, having a real conversation. She's probably never seen that happen. So I think she was thinking this was like a more tense conversation than it really was. Because I was talking about, well, Robbie said this and you, Joe said this. And she's like, oh boy, I know how this is going to end up. And I'm like, it's not that.
No, we were all in exact agreement.
We were just, it was just a miscommunication.
Yes, the only thing that happened was Justin wasn't aware. We never occurred to us. And Justin ended the show.
Yes, right.
And then the next show, we had it all figured out. And then Tommy who wasn't a part of it. So,
well, Tommy looks at me because during this, the end of the show, Tommy and Eric are supposed to be on stage. And only Tommy is. And Tommy looks at me off mic and goes, Rob, don't freak out. We have something planned. We know what's going on.
Were you like, oh, fuck.
And I'm like, oh, God. But because he knows that I am freaking out. I'm like, why the hell isn't Eric up here?
Hey, well, I was nervous.
You know what?
I'm like, where's Eric? Yeah.
Well, what happened was Eric was sitting in. I walked back there. Eric was literally sitting in there wearing nothing. He was sitting in the green room, right? And he's like, I got it. But then Tommy goes, hey, you know what? You and I need to go up when we're found not guilty. So Eric had to throw his clothes back on real quick. Throws his clothes back on, comes out. And by the way, I think he could have stayed out there for the most part the whole time. It's a very long reveal, right? But he didn't, so he wasn't on there. And I think if they're going to do that, which is fine, and that's where Eric comes out bitten naked, I want them to be there when the songs are played for the dancing, because I think it's better when Eric is dancing, Tommy's dancing, a hot chick is dancing, either AJ or Katie, and then, you know, Justin and you. I think that works better than if it's just two people, because Justin's sitting down.
But you want him naked for that part?
No.
Okay, nor do I.
I think what you can do
too
is...
too distracting to the reveal when, what's happening.
At the very end, when there's the reveal, when they play the last song, he goes, it is, and Rob's playing that mix, he can literally walk off stage, take all his clothes off.
Yes.
Walk back on. There's plenty of time.
I agree.
There's plenty of time for him to do that if that's what he chooses to do.
There's a minute, at least a minute, 90 seconds.
Oh, and Justin wears that overalls with that checkered thing, so his giganticness isn't as distracting in the murder mystery. It was stand up when he was wearing a t-shirt that looked like it was my son Joey's.
But we had two packed crowds, so that was, it was a very good night.
Yeah,
good
times. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. We know exactly how many people saw, 450 people saw the show this weekend. So that's pretty good for Memorial Day weekend, and the owner was, he's like, good God, man, you guys pack it in.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew Unger, the owner of Magoobies. And thank you to Josh Coderna, another newcomer to our cast, doing his first show with us. So
And shout out to Sean Gabbard. He lost a close family member or friend of the family, and he was a late-minute scratch. He's super important to our show, and anyway, I was bummed that happened to him.
Friday night, here's a little something I should say. So Friday night was a stand-up night, and it was which we did this combination weekend back in September where Justin headlines Friday. We do two shows Friday, and then we do the murder mystery Saturday. And last year it was Eric M. Singh, you featuring, and then Justin. And this year it was going to be Sean, but it ended up being Eric and then Tommy Sambazo. And I was there for both shows. But the first show, Tommy was up there. I mean, he was fucking laying. I mean, he was destroying.
Dude, I texted you during it.
You did.
And I was like, this fucker is killing it. Yeah, he was excellent. By the way, Justin, I've seen a million times. He's always great. Eric was great, too.
It was a great show. The audience
was great.
But
Tommy, God, man, he'd be a tough follow for guys who have acts like you and I have.
Yes.
Which is much more understated.
I've had
I don't think
issues.
I could have followed something with that. I've been as funny as Tommy, but the energy is so different that it would be extremely difficult for you to walk on and then try to talk about your black girlfriend.
I've done that before, and I've had trouble. I've documented it. But yeah, it was in the wheelhouse of his audience, and he was delivering his jokes with A+ energy and timing. But in my mind, I was like, gosh, this Tommy's crushing. I don't remember the feature crushing this much last year. Who was it? I was like, it's Joe. I'd forgotten that. And then I was like, but then again, no one's crushing that much as a feature.
Well, it's funny because I
wasn't trying to insult you.
I don't think I was an insult, that place is such an easy crowd. So I remember just fucking destroying.
Oh, you had great shows.
But I was also doing mostly crowd work because you forget.
There was lulls, but there were moments where there's a conversation. Then there's big laughs.
Well, the other thing is that, my material, which I don't write new material because I don't do comedy enough, it doesn't apply to my life anymore.
Right.
So I have to kind of do my best, you know. So I really try not to do stand-up as much as I can. But if I'm asked to do it, I'm like, okay, how long am I doing? And do I have enough material that applies to what I do now? But that's a great room. And when it's packed with 98 Rock listeners, it's an easy room too.
The irony of you and your act is like, you have a lot of material for your new life that should be easily.
Yeah, but
as far as comedy is concerned.
But the reason that those jokes became, I don't know, great, maybe I shouldn't say that about my own jokes, but I used to be able to take that material and go out and fucking crush. No lie, 95% of the time.
Yeah.
And little by little, it doesn't apply. It also, times change. So those types of jokes aren't necessarily as funny, and then they clearly don't apply to my life. But they also occurred when, okay, I have a good idea. It's about my wife, who I was married at the time, coming home and telling me what she got from the grocery store. Okay. Yeah. And she would just read the list, right? And I had to keep doing that until it was funny.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I have completely forgotten how to tell that joke. And I don't, it's not even in my, Robbie, do you remember that joke?
Which one?
About where she would come home and just tell me about the things that she bought at the grocery store.
Yes.
And then I would forget something. And at the end, I go, well, I remembered that you got those blueberries or whatever, whatever the joke was.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, God, how was it told or whatever? And then I'm like, not only did I forget how to tell it, but Katie doesn't do that.
Right.
So I try not to just fucking lie. Everything usually came.
Well, I'm sure Katie does something you could make fun of.
No, you know what? It's funny because, and I said this on here already, but at the beginning of the polar bear plunge, I did a joke about Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And it did really well. And I don't even remember what it was. I have no idea.
I bet she remembers. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up some more show stuff. And of course, talk about the wedding. Rob and Joe show. Be right back.
From Die Laughing Productions, the creative geniuses behind The Last Laugh and The Newly Dead Game, come their latest murder mystery spectacular, the new Killer Karaoke Murder Mystery.
Sing for.
There's going to be song, there's going to be dance, there's going to be laughs, and there's definitely going to be a murder. If you've got the chops to not only solve a mystery, but to possibly belt out a tune, you could be selected to come on stage and sing during Sing for Your Life. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, June 22nd at the Bright Box Theater in Winchester. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So I had a good show, an interesting show last night, I should say, at the Jam and Java. It's a place that we've done the murder mystery at.
Yeah, we're in talks with them right now to do it there.
It's a cool, mainly a music venue.
Is it Vienna?
Vienna, Virginia, right near Tyson's Corner area. And they do comedy there as well, occasionally.
Hey, you know who's performed there?
Who?
Joe Robinson.
There you go.
Not me.
Oh, they're right. The
Australian guitarist.
That's right.
Yes, has performed there.
Former guest of the show.
Yeah. So they do this Sunday night show. Usually it's, I believe it's later at night, but because this was, no, they usually do it's a Friday. Doesn't matter. They had a show Sunday night, and it was Memorial Day weekend, so that's a better Sunday night than normal. And there's like six or seven comics I'm going on. I'm headlining, I guess. A shout out to Jeff Hancock and Hari, super fans of the show. They both, by the way, both been to the Dreams Riviera Cancun. And
oh,
say
really?
It's fantastic.
Oh, awesome.
That we're going to have a great time. It's funny because Hari has his accent. So he was saying go to the hibachi. And I thought he was saying bocce. I was like, yeah, I love bocce. It's a sport I can play really well. Because I think they have bocce ball. He's like, no, hibachi.
I go to bocce ball, and then I go straight to the hibachi.
Yeah, I like both, but it's for... He also said, make sure you take a picture of Robbie's Margaritaville shoes.
Yeah, put it on Patreon.
Yes.
He's no longer a Patreon.
Yeah, I know. That's what you didn't have to bring that up. I'm just praising
anyway,
the guy.
Anyway, go ahead, please. Yeah,
shit
good.
On him for no reason.
All right, awesome.
All right. So he bought me a drink. Shout out. Thank you. So
he bought me a wolf tie.
Yeah. No,
he's a great listener.
He's
I wish
awesome
he would edit
listener.
Out that he's not a Patreon.
God. Robbie. Because he wants to take a picture of your shoes. You don't like your shoes? I mean, why wouldn't you want a picture? They're awesome shoes. I would want every picture to be
he's
about
also
my shoes.
Such a dedicated listener. He wants to see him. Anyway, all right.
And never mind. All right.
Yeah.
So, it's an interesting audience and that. It looks like an audience that doesn't normally come to comedy shows. There's some older people. There's what appears to be teenagers, younger people. And the show it's going fine, but there's a lot of just, you know, polite nodding and stuff and not a lot of big laughter moments. So Catherine Jessup, who's been in our murder mystery, was on right before me, and she gets off. She goes, yeah, it's a lot of... smiling and very reserved. Like, okay. So they also have a band on stage because they have a band that
while
opens
you're
up
performing?
The show. Yeah. Now they open the show, then the lead singer goes, and then she bartends. She's actually a really good singer. I've talked to her about the murder mystery. She's amazing. So, well, they have a guitarist, bassist, drummer on stage. So I try to incorporate them whenever. But I'm, you know, my jokes aren't doing really well, I'm just going to fucking go off.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to just allow their averageness to affect. So I start one joke and like it was like an obvious reference, like the ID channel that they act like they never heard of it. And I'm like, no, I'm calling bullshit. Okay. There's like eight channels that all they show is murder. You know the reference. So no, I'm not telling the joke now. So I end up having a pretty fun set. And there's definitely some big moments, but there is this kid in the front row. That I asked, because I did this joke about my name, and I could be Robbie or Robert or Bert or Bob or Roberto, Roberto, all this thing. And I'm like, what's your name? And he goes, you know, Matthew. I go, oh, you're Matt or Maddie. And he looked like Maddie, like he never heard of Maddie as a concept.
Right.
So I kept, you know, shitting on that. And then at one point, you know, I said something about sex, and whoever's with him goes, he's 15. So I was like, what, you guys don't know about sex?
Yeah,
so
you guys should tell him.
Exactly. So, and then the band is called Smooth AF, which is used to be Smooth as Fuck. Now it's Smooth as Funk. And I was like, what do you think AF stands for? And he couldn't even guess. So I'm like, well, you can't guess AF, you know? You know, it stands for like anal friends or something.
Did you tell him the first word was as?
Yeah. So, anyway, I have a pretty entertaining set, okay? Definitely the best one. And I ended, you know, that Smooth AF stands for Smooth as 15, because he's 15. You know, big fucking moment. Like, I wasn't even going to close, but I had seen the light, and then that happened. I'm like, well, that's
right.
The biggest
goodbye.
Thing. Right. So I get up stage, and I'm in the, you know, bar area, and people are walking by. And, you know, everyone's, oh, good show, great, yada, yada, yada. And then there's this guy walks by. He's an older guy, and he you know, puts his hand on me. He goes, you were all, and I'm saying thank you because I'm saying you were awesome is what he's saying. He goes, you were awful.
Seriously?
Yes, it just walks by.
He said that?
Yes.
Fuck that guy.
Right. And I'm like, what? Because at first, because Petey Steele was next to me, I was like, did he say awful? Because, yeah, he said you were awful. Because I thought, because good job, very funny, good job. You were awesome is what I think you were.
I got
awful.
A really good, and so do you. I know when I do well, and I know when I do poorly.
Oh, yeah.
When we do well, you know, I go stand and I make sure I drew that from my own insecurity. So if you're standing there, you know you did well.
Absolutely. And then this is what bothers me about this. It's like, it's not, he knows that I did well because he's there. He can hear people laughing. So when you say you were awful, it's, if you say I thought you were awful, fine. It's subjective. But if you're saying you were awful, you're not only saying I'm awful, you're saying everyone that laughed at me is awful, and they're all wrong.
And that's
arrogance.
The funny thing is that, well, that guy's a fucking asshole.
Yes,
fuck that
that's
guy.
That's just being an asshole.
But that's what you took away. So you had this great set.
Yes.
Everybody had a good time, and your memory is that one fucking dick who was a fucking dick.
And said it as he walked by me and just, yeah.
So he was literally trying to motherfuck you.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah. This
now, the irony of this is at this show, they have a screen behind you, you know, and they put your name, every performer's name when you're on is behind you. And so I think I opened the show with, when you hate me tonight and you want to complain on Yelp, you can, this is how you spell it. You know exactly how to say my name. And then now that guy hated me.
We should look for it.
Yeah, I'm praying that he did that.
By the way, like Robbie, who's the most aggressive about how he feels about something in spite of consequences,
yeah,
he wouldn't do that.
No.
Correct, no. Robbie? You wouldn't walk by somebody and let them know they were awful and walk out.
No.
No, that's...
I would be vocal about it, but not to them.
Right.
Yes, you talk behind their back. Hey, speaking of talking behind somebody's back.
Ooh, I like
so,
it.
You know, we have a listener who hooks me up with some cigars. It's mm-hmm. He's very generous. The truth is that there are more cigars than I can smoke.
Right. Right.
We talked about that last week, but it's very generous, and I smoke a lot of cigars. I'm going to smoke one as soon as we're done here. But he also gave some for Gramps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Aunt Mom can't know about him.
Right.
Which, you know, I didn't know about that. I thought he would just be like, no, I got 20 cigars. I'm going to smoke them. You know, I'm in my 70s. I get to do whatever the hell I want, right? You don't.
Sure.
You know, my mother, I'm going to. You know what I mean? Yes, I know I'm not supposed to be smoking cigars, but. But so he says to me, he goes, hey, what are you doing Saturday morning? Well, you know, I get married in 4 days. I'm running all over the place, right? We had to get our marriage license signed. You know. And I go, Dad, I'm out in the morning. I got a million things to do, but I'll try to run by and get these to you. Of course, he's like, well, I need to know when you're going to be by. So you, okay. You know, so of course, now I have another job, right? It's just, so I text him. I said, hey, are you home? And he goes, yeah, make sure you come in the back door.
You had to sneak him in.
So I brought him in. I handed him to him. And he goes, hey, don't say anything to her about these. So now I have to lie to my stepmother and pretend I'm just dropping by, which I'm not. I'm giving.
Right.
You know. So, of course, she's like, oh, you were just in the neighborhood. And I had to just lie to her. I go, yeah, I was in the neighborhood. But it's really not a lie. I was in the neighborhood.
Yes.
But I was in the neighborhood delivering him his cigar. Look, at this point, what? It's done. Whatever he's done to his body, he's been doing to it over for almost 80 years. It is what it is. So if he wants to enjoy a cigar or two or whatever, hey, I have a great tweet, and I say it's great because I didn't write it. Katie did.
Yeah.
But LeVar Burton, it was What the Fuck Facts, and LeVar Burton retweeted, he goes, this is what I've been telling you guys. But the What the Fuck Fact was people that read on a daily basis or regularly live 2 extra years. And Katie goes, well, those are the 2 fucking worst years of your life, right? So I, of course, retweeted it, and it's doing pretty well. But the point is that that's the thing. I mean, at this point, if those cigars make him die a month earlier, that's some month when he's in his 90s, barely not knowing his name. So who cares at this point?
Well, apparently your stepmom cares.
Go enjoy
and
yourself.
And, hey, if things, you know, end between those two, are you going to make him live with this listener? Or, As opposed to you, he can't be alone.
I always think about that. Yeah. You know, heaven forbid anything ever happened and my dad is single again. Is he going to date? And who does he date? People specifically, exclusively from Baltimore City?
He's got a lot of options.
That's where,
have a
that's
date
where
every
the,
night.
The talent pool is. That's who wants him.
So this is the week of the wedding. And Katie in the green room during the murder mystery of the day, she's like, Rob, I don't know why she's telling me this, as if I'm going to be helping with this. But she goes, first of all, the photographer, I guess, the day of the wedding is just going to be sitting around just taking pictures of you and I putting our suits on.
Well, okay. So, look, I want her to be – I get frustrated because people keep asking her questions. And everybody knows not to do that except for Robbie and my dad. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't ask the bride a bunch of questions. Go find it out. That's
yes.
your job to not bother them. You can even ask me and maybe I can filter it through.
Right.
But she's just getting asked tons of questions. But then she'll be like, hey, I need you guys to, people are going to be taking pictures of you. You need to start getting ready around 1. Do you know what time the wedding is?
Like 5 o'clock.
5, yes.
Five.
So I'm like, well, it takes me about 5 minutes to get ready. What am I going to do? She goes, well, the photographer is going to be there taking pictures. I'm like, well, you know, I mean, I don't want to be in long suit pants for 4 hours, you know. So I'm like, okay. And then she goes, and you were just about to mention this. She goes, hey, I need you not to be making weird faces. And I'm like, well, I'm not really a comfortable, I don't know if you know, but I don't look like a fucking J. Crew model. I mean, I'm what I have going for me is I'm a funny person.
Yes.
Not that I'm really easy on the eyes. So
but
I
she's
to,
asking me to help, and I'm it's been noted I don't take pictures.
Yeah,
well.
We're not good
I
at that,
smile.
Right? So the only thing
we've talked about this at length.
We would probably want to be trying to be hilarious or something,
yes.
But she's like, I don't want that. So now for 4 hours before the wedding, I'm going to be slowly putting on a suit, trying to look as natural as possible. It seems like it's going to be difficult, but I'll do my best.
Well, the thing is, the photographer, it's not a Polaroid camera. I mean, it's not film. They could take as many pictures.
Yeah, they can only use the 8 that are good.
Right.
It's out of 10,000
right.
if you want. You just keep
but
snapping them. Yeah.
My best smile, I can't go from regular face to smile. I have to go to wacky face and down to smile. I have to meet it that way. So I have to start crazy and then gradually come back to my just resting face to get the best smile.
I always try to laugh to get a natural smile.
Right.
And like, for example, the picture that's on my, it was from 98 Rock, but it's a picture that Tommy is using and he fucking put a superhero's body on
yes.
it. That's me laughing. Now, I don't necessarily look like Brad Pitt in that picture, but it is a genuine laugh. And that's, you know, if somebody says smile,
and you look
and
happy.
This is what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And that's my smile.
Right.
So now, right now I'm laughing.
Yes.
So it becomes a more genuine
right.
thing. And it's like, oh, you're goofing off. Well, I have to, or I'm going to look like somebody pretending to smile.
So you and I are just going to mess with this photographer. And mess in a way that's going to entertain us, which will make us laugh.
If this photographer is there 4 hours before the wedding, this fucker's going to get messed with. Yeah, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Like, all right, start fucking snapping.
I mean, I'm trying not to get, like, you know, drunk at this wedding. But, like, you know, if I have all this downtime, what am I supposed to do? Just sit there and talk to you about your socks and how hard these socks are to put on?
You know, I was really mad that you didn't admit that those socks were hard to get on.
Well,
they're fucking, as far as socks goes, you were acting like, oh man, they just slid on. The distinction between what a sock normally feels like and what that one feels like. They're not the same.
I thought no, but it's a brand new dress sock.
I've tried on new socks a billion times. I've never had that much difficulty getting a sock on in my entire life.
Robbie, how long did it take me to put it on?
But that's
listening.
Not the point. That's again.
Well, no, it is. If
no,
it took me 5 seconds. How hard could it have been?
It's in relation to putting on another sock. And by the way, it took you more than 5 seconds. But in relation to other socks, now how about this? Have you ever had more difficulty getting a sock on?
I don't remember.
Okay, so.
But no, it was more difficult than
the
average
the point.
Sock.
If
yes.
it's the most difficult sock to get on. Even if it's still easy to get on, that was the point.
Okay.
And also, getting it off is no fucking picnic, so don't act like
getting
that.
Getting it off was harder,
okay.
Yes.
Well, I've never had trouble getting a sock on in my entire life, so that's why it was made the distinction. The only trouble I ever have is when my toenails are too long and they
yeah.
get caught. That's it. Other
that's
than
it.
That, you know.
So, I'm concerned, are you going to get bored on this honeymoon? I mean, you're going to be there all this time. All your friends are there and family. That's just you and Katie?
Well, it's funny you say that because...
Sorry, Katie, but, you know.
Well, no, Katie's different than me in that. And I'm not sure why it is, because a third person is a godsend. Fourth person. Every time you add another person, it just makes the time better, in my opinion, unless you're in the middle of having sex, right?
Right.
Which also another person might be kind of nice. Yeah, no, but yeah. You follow what I'm saying, right? So Katie and I, we love each other. We've been together for 5 years. We live together. I mean, we're not discovering things about each other. We're not learning anything new. So, yes, you're right. Those, we spend all that time with all that family. That's going to be great. And then, but when we go off to this other resort.
Are you going to another resort?
Yeah, we're leaving on Sunday. All you guys are leaving on Monday.
Oh, okay. But you're in Mexico.
Yeah, Sunday night we leave and we go to this other one.
Okay.
But when we go to the other one, and it's just me and her, we'll make friends.
Yeah.
Katie.
Hope so.
Katie's on like this. Like, I don't know, it's like a fan page or whatever for this thing. And she's there trolling people, right? So she's like, hey, a friend of mine wants to know if it's where we can get weed down there, right? And so the person responds and is like, you know, you better be careful, this, that, and the other. And she goes, all right, well, I'll let my friend know, right? And then she goes, oh, wait a minute, my friend just asked me this. So she's obviously fucking around, but people are like, you know, it's not your friend.
Or is she?
Well, she's fucking around about the idea. Clearly, it's not her friend. I mean, that's the thing.
Obviously.
So whenever they respond, they're like, well, your friend, right? Well, yeah, dick, we're being, obviously, it's not her friend. That's the joke, fucking assholes.
Well, we need to decide on a hashtag that all of our Rob and Joe listeners and our fans of the murder mystery can just search. That'll have wedding-related posts and photos, so that it's just easy for them. Because, you know, between all of our, you know, Instagrams and Facebooks and Twitters, amongst our own, the show page, the Die Laughing stuff, there's a lot of places you might find things related to this wedding. So I think we should come up with one hashtag that everyone just searches it.
So I have an idea, because my children are coming. Now, my children are 22 and 19. 21 and 19, right? 21 and 19.
Right.
And they've never flown internationally. And Joey's the only one that's ever flown by himself, and he's only done it once. So I'm a little nervous because, you know, in Mexico, they'll fucking kidnap you. So
they're cute young men.
I'm wondering, well, they look like they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They look like marks.
Right. That's the thing. So we're trying to be very specific, but it's funny. My worry level, okay, so if 10 is the most worried and 1 is not worried at all, I am in like a 3, you know what I mean?
That's what you want the hashtag to be, don't kidnap my children.
Don't kidnap my kids, yes. Leave my kids alone. Okay, kidnap
that's not
one,
the hashtag.
Kidnap somebody else. I got a text from their mother today going, hey, you know, what's going on with how they get to the resort from the air? Like, she's like,
yeah.
And so I go, don't worry. And I sent her the email, literally step by step, telling them what to do. So now with the email from Katie, which is the most detailed email I've ever read to anybody, and now their mother having it, hopefully they'll come back with both ears. They'll make it back to the resort.
So do you have any suggestions, Robbie, for the hashtag? Because we also might want to brand it, you know, with something with Rob and Joe show in it or something.
Rob and Joe Mexico.
Yeah, don't include Katie.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Don't include the wedding.
No, just Rob and Joe Mexico.
No, we can't exclude Katie from the wedding hashtag. We can't.
But then it doesn't flow as nicely.
Okay, well, can't be Joe and Katie Mexico.
Katie and Joe in Mexico.
If you insist.
Sorry, Rob.
So nothing with the wedding in or the
this
wedding.
This is for our fans. Not for
yeah, well,
family.
Katie's on the show every week. She's not in here this time. It's the first time she hasn't been on the show in probably 2 months.
But it is the Rob and Joe show wedding. I mean, that's, you know, when we say Rob and Joe show, people know we also are talking about Robbie.
Hey, well, yes, you're right. Yeah,
it's
you're
implied.
Right.
Yes.
So do you want to say Rob and Joe show in Mexico?
Too long.
And Katie? How about
is there a Cancun play on that word?
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Wasting away again in my Margaritavilles.
too hard to type and spell.
Wasting away in Margaritavilles.
No, too much, but funny.
Oh, man.
It's got to be easily. I mean, Rob and Joe, Mexico. That's the easiest to remember. Doesn't have wedding or Katie.
All right.
But in terms of just.
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
A-N-D. Rob A-N-D J-O-E Mexico.
Robin Joe Mexico. Hashtag Robin Joe Mexico.
All right. That's consider it done. Anything else before we wrap up? This is it, man. Next time we talk to you, you're going to be, you know, you're married. You're going to be having had the honeymoon, the wedding, all the dances, the best man speeches. A lot to unpack. Now, we're going to be off next week. Well, you're gone because we don't want to.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Robbie and I don't want to recap it without you two.
Yeah, I'm going to be there like 11 days. Mm-hmm. So how many times do you guys think I'm going to have sexual intercourse?
Well, it's not going to be a lot. We've talked about this.
Yeah, the whole time.
The seven.
Wow.
The over-under is like four, right?
Well, you got the over-under should have a half in it.
Yes.
Okay, four and a half.
So that means four is under, five is over.
You're going to be tired. I'll go over.
All right.
What would you, to guarantee that the weather is perfect and everything for the wedding goes off without a hitch? I mean, you don't foresee something could happen, but nothing, you don't foresee anything bad happening. But what would you give to just, if you could, you knew it was going to be perfect, your gift to Katie?
Oh, I mean, I'd pay a couple grand for it to be perfect, yeah.
Would you, one time while you're having sex, whenever you look at her, she looks like Chris or Steve?
For the wedding to be perfect, and yes. I have that, how long does she look like Chris or Steve?
Just until the act is over.
Well, I'm not going to be able to finish.
If I just flip her over? Just in her face, not her body.
I'd never finish. Right? Okay. Then she always looks like Restivo the rest of the time. Till that's not feasible. Hey, let me end on this real quick.
I'm rolling with the best.
I'm going to have, tell me if this is a good idea. It All could right. be a bad idea because then if something really embarrassing happens and you pick that person. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put like a block pool together.
Okay.
With everybody who's at the wedding. Okay. Oh, cool. You're getting a call. And you can buy a square. You don't know who you're getting. You buy a square.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, oh, cool, once we draw the names, oh, I got Rob Mayer. Oh, this is bad because I got, you know, somebody, you know, her grandmother. And then whoever does the most embarrassing thing, as chosen by Katie and I, they win the block pool. It's $1 a square.
100%.
Isn't that a great idea? All right, so I'm putting that together. All I got to do is get the list of everybody that's going. Hey, you guys know, not my son, James, but my adopted son, James, guess when he got his tickets to go to Mexico?
Last week.
He today. Got them. I think it was 3 days ago.
Got a good deal?
I bet he did not get a good deal. All right, here we go. Real quick.
Rooms available?
I'm going to take a look. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to tell you when. Here we go. He got his tickets.
We're taping this on the 27th.
This was on Friday.
Wow.
That's what he got.
Monday. So
it was also noon.
So the 24th.
Here's what he said. He sent me a text on Friday, and he said, which resort is it? So I sent it to him, and I go through the travel agent, through the website, and then he got on. Now he's coming.
I feel so much more responsible than James. That's good for me.
That seems like something my friend Erica would do, but he just got his passport. He's like, if I don't have my passport, I'm not going to do
it. Well, that's true. That makes sense. Well, hey, guys, we will talk to you again post-Cancun. Hashtag Robin Joe Mexico. Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.